Hello, this is Alonzo Bowden, and welcome to episode 322 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention?, brought to you by HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and recipes delivered right to your door. Look, it's good, okay? I did a fajitas, like, it was great, just pork and peppers and onions and tomatoes, and it was good, it was quick. It's HelloFresh. Makes home cooking easy, affordable, fun. That's why it's America's number one meal kit, okay? Go to HelloFresh.com/12Alonzo and use code 12Alonzo for 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/12Alonzo and use code 12Alonzo for 12 free meals and free shipping. Trust me on this. It's easy and it's delicious. So, to those in the Southeast, I know you know about the Colonial Pipeline. Everyone probably knows about this story by now, right? So the Colonial Pipeline supplies about half of the gas to the Southeast, and there was a hack, and the pipeline shut down, and that led to panic buying. And you saw, if you saw the news or saw anything on social media, there were people filling up, like they had these big plastic tanks in the back of their pickup trucks. Some were towing. I saw one that was, a guy was towing barrels. I don't know where he got empty barrels. Then, of course, we have, you know, the Darwin Award nominees, like the guy who had four gas jugs, you know, plastic or metal, whatever they were. I think they were plastic gas jugs that he filled up and put in the back of his Hummer. And as he was leaving the gas station, he decided it was time to have a cigarette. So he no longer owns a Hummer. So fights at gas stations, prices. I saw one thing of a price, $9.98 a gallon. Gas is scarce and people got nervous. And, you know, it was like toilet paper last year, right? So your toilet paper, now your gas. So here's the thing. This is very interesting. Now, there's talk that the hackers didn't hit the pipeline. They didn't shut off the pipeline. What they did was they hit the billing system of Colonial, so Colonial couldn't bill their customers for the gas. Their customers being, I guess, the gas stations and distributors and stuff. And they're saying that Colonial shut down the pipeline because they couldn't measure or bill or get their money. Now, is this true? Isn't it true? I don't know. I will say that this is very interesting. So I have a friend who lives in Atlanta, and she told me that there were lines to get gas, and the prices were going up by the minute, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I'm not big on conspiracy theories and stuff like that, but it's very interesting that this article that's talking about the hack hitting the offices rather than hitting the actual mechanical controls of the pipeline. One of the things that they're saying is by Memorial Day or shortly after, it won't be such a project to fill your tank back up. Now, it's very interesting. Listen, we know every summer the price of gas goes up, but this is just too convenient and works out too well for Colonial, right? This particular Memorial Day is going to be insane travel. Why? Because we're freed from a lot of the pandemic restrictions. The amusement parks are open. People can visit family. People are getting out there. They'll just happen to have enough gas right after Memorial Day. I don't know. Little too convenient. People will be traveling. Why? Because the CDC has just said that fully vaccinated people can return to life without masks. The CDC is saying that if you're fully vaccinated, you can start doing a lot of things that you did before the pandemic. You can participate in indoor and outdoor activities without wearing a mask, without physical distancing. Now, this doesn't apply to travel, right? If you want to get on a bus or a train or an airplane or go to an airport, you still have to wear a mask. And there'll still be some places, you know, places can still say you have to wear a mask. The CDC doesn't automatically override that. But the CDC is saying that fully vaccinated people can get back to a relatively normal life. Now, Karen is going to lose her mind. Okay, you know Karen didn't get vaccinated, by the way. You know Karen, just she doesn't believe in the vaccine. She thinks Bill Gates is trying to track her, and she's a good Republican, maybe evangelical Christian that says Jesus doesn't want a vaccine or whatever. But Karen's going to claim that she had the vaccine and she doesn't have to prove it to you and blah, blah, blah. So you know there's going to be that, but good. I hope you're vaccinated. You know, I'm vaccinated. I've even passed the 2-week mark. I went to a Clipper basketball game last week. I showed my card. It's been 2 weeks since I had my second shot, and I went in, and it was cool. Are there going to be fake vaccine cards? Of course there are. It's America. Some bitch, you better believe it's going to be fake cards in America. You ain't even trying. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, some bitch. So, NASCAR, whatever. I don't know. But yeah, but in spite of all of that, it is a good thing, and it is a step closer to being normal. And people are going to go back to work. Yes, President Biden, people are going to go back to work. There's more and more talk about people not going back to work because it's easier to collect unemployment and they'd rather. I still don't believe that. I think most people want to work. And this has come up and they've shown this with some of these big corporations where the CEO is making, you know, $10, $11 million a year. And they're like, why aren't these people going back to work? Well, you're making $11 million a year and it is more profitable for them to stay home on unemployment than to go to their jobs. Maybe that's on you. Maybe you can get by on $8 million a year and give them an increase in wages. Or maybe Jeff Bezos, look, you just bought a $500 million yacht. Jeff Bezos' yacht is so big that he has to have another yacht behind it to carry the helicopters to get you to the first yacht. I wish I was making that up. So maybe you can give him a raise, Jeff. Maybe you could throw him a bone. You know, if people are still collecting unemployment, this is like Walmart. You know, Walmart is subsidized by the federal government because many Walmart employees have to get food stamps because Walmart pays them so low that they qualify for food stamps. The Walton family that runs Walmart, all billionaires, every member, billionaires. And we're subsidizing them. I've talked about this before. Drives me crazy. So it is unfortunate. And there's always a percentage that's going to work the system. There are some people who are lazy, who are collect unemployment because they're like, I'm beating the system. But there are some people, we really have to look at it. If unemployment is paying more than your salary, maybe there's a problem with the corporation paying your salary. I'm just putting it out there. I don't know how I got to that. I was talking about the good news. See how I can't stay on good news? The CDC says if you are fully vaccinated, you can get back to your life. You can go into groups. Maybe that means you can go to restaurants or the gym. Lord knows we need to get in the gym. I'm speaking for myself. My fat ass needs to get in the gym. It says states still have the choice to implement their own guidelines, okay, and it's going to be tough to enforce who's not vaccinated, and there's talk again about the vaccine passports, which some states have already banned because, you know, America, some bitch, I ain't got to have papers, go nowhere in America, you just because you're a fake disease, some bitch, Bill Gates ain't tracking me. Now I got to have a card. The Latinos don't have a card. So there's that. It's amazing how stupid some of our governments, whatever. Don't get me started on that. Okay. I'm all over the place. If you're fully vaccinated, the CDC says you can get out there. Maybe that's just a comfort to people. Maybe despite the rules, maybe they're just like, well, that's good to know. So now that we're getting COVID in hand and we're getting back out there, what is America's, I'm not going to put number one hobby out. Maybe it's our number two. Maybe we'll call it our number two hobby because, you know, that Second Amendment. And yeah, guns. Let's talk guns for a minute because this is America and, well, it's all about the guns. The NRA lost their bankruptcy case. So the NRA tried to declare bankruptcy to get out of New York. The Attorney General for New York is going after the NRA. They formed in New York way back when, and now they're regretting it because they're being held to a standard. Wayne LaPierre, the head guy, he was flying around on private jets getting custom suits. I don't understand how he was getting custom suits made in Beverly Hills. Wouldn't that be some liberals, some bitches, making his custom suits? Well, he'll get to wear them now because he has to go to court. They wanted to get out of New York and go to Texas. And the judge said that you can't do that because Mr. LaPierre tried to file for bankruptcy without telling the board of directors or his own chief counsel or the chief financial officer. He didn't tell anybody. He just wanted to do it. And he was just trying to do it, not because they were in dire financial straits, but because of a complaint that was came from Miss James, who's the Attorney General's office. So the judge said, look, if you're declaring bankruptcy, you got to be broke. You're not broke. You're flying around on private jets. You're getting custom suits made. Also, how serious could it be or how real could it be if you didn't tell the board of directors? So they shot it down. No pun intended. And they're going to be going to trial in New York. Now, I talk about guns, and if you listen to my podcast, and I'm on episode 322, so many of you have listened to me rambling on about something at some time, I tell you how I feel about guns. I'm not anti-gun. I'm anti-stupidity. I'm anti-military-style weapon. I'm anti-50-round clip. I don't think you need that. But if you like guns and you want to have a gun for protection of your home, or you like to go hunting, or you like target shooting, or maybe you just like the mechanical construction of guns. I said guns can be beautifully constructed things if you're into that kind of metal and mechanical construction, which I am. I have a gun, you know. I'm far from an expert, but I like it. I go shooting with some friends now and then. I don't know if I need it to protect the house because Hulk is weighing in at 85 pounds and he's only 5 months old. So I think I'm going to be safe with the Hulk in the house. You know, he's not even half grown. He weighs 85 pounds. What was I thinking? But if you have a gun, there has to be some sort of regulation and some level of responsibility. This is the problem with the NRA and their policy of anything goes. And they're trying to go to the Supreme Court to remove any regulation on carrying a gun. In other words, anyone can carry a concealed weapon anytime. Maybe before we get to concealed, maybe we just, you know, talk about safety in the home. One more time. A two-year-old boy, I think this is a new record for the youngest, I don't even know, but a two-year-old boy in Maine shot his parents because he picked up the gun from the nightstand and fired. He fortunately, they didn't get killed, but they're all in the hospital now. The parents have been shot. The kid was hurt by the recoil of the gun, and the kid was 2 years old. How the hell do you let a two-year-old get a gun? How irresponsible can you be? You know something? If a two-year-old kid got drunk, people would lose their minds. If you allowed a two-year-old kid to get a hold of liquor, if you allowed a two-year-old kid to smoke a cigarette or smoke some weed, people would lose their minds. Two-year-old kid picks up a gun, shoots both his parents, and that means he had to shoot it more than once, I would think, which is insane. NRA says, accidents happen. We need guns. Everyone. You get a gun, I get a gun. All God's children get guns. Regulations? We don't need no regulations. Get a 50-round clip and an AR-15 because, you know, You might have mosquitoes in the yard and need to, you got to shoot a lot of bullets, get those mosquitoes, or whatever insanity it is. Continued insanity. I don't know if you saw the NRA's Mother's Day card. It was on Twitter and it showed a mother and daughter with their guns. And it said, with everything mom has to do, she also has to protect herself and teach her daughter to protect herself. So that's good on Mother's Day to show a child with a gun, because again, what could go wrong there? And it happened to be the same day of another mass shooting. 7 killed in a Colorado trailer park. The guy shot 6 people and then killed himself because he wasn't invited to his girlfriend's family throwing a birthday party. So that there was that. And on the same day, the NRA puts out a thing about mom and daughter need guns, because why not? In a little town called Eden, Texas, out in West Texas, a guy named Jeffrey Nicholas shot 2 sheriff deputies dead and wounded a city employee because they were trying to get a dog. Some dog in the area had bit somebody and the dog was running loose, and they were running down the dog, chasing it, trying to catch it. Animal control and these 2 sheriff's deputies. And the guy told him, get off my land or I'll shoot you. And then he shot him and he killed 2 deputies. So he is now charged with capital murder, because apparently he thought it was, I don't know, 1823 or some old West thing where you just get off my property or I'll shoot. That might work with people, citizens, civilians. That definitely doesn't work with deputies. Who knows what happened, but I think it just, he did it so fast they didn't expect it or something. I don't know. I don't know how they didn't shoot back or whatever, but regardless, it's a horrible thing. These 2 deputies were murdered. This guy's up for capital murder. So, you know, more guns. Now, on the other side, in Seattle, there was a good guy with a gun. And it's almost incredible. His name wasn't in the story. I don't think he wanted to give his name. But there was a person harassing people. He was hitting people with a baton. He had some kind of weapon that was like, it looked like a gun, but it was actually for shooting pepper spray. And he was shooting people with that. And a bystander took out his gun and shot this guy twice. And he killed him. And a witness said it was unheard of. This guy was attacking people, including a woman and her grandchild. And the bystander shot him. He was interviewed by the police, and the police let him go. So I'm not saying it can't happen. Now, the bystander didn't pull out an AR-15 and unload a clip, but this was somebody who, I guess, knew what they were doing, obviously knew what they were doing, and they had a gun, and they shot this guy because he was a threat to the public. So it can happen, but I don't think somebody who can do that leaves a loaded gun on a nightstand for a 2-year-old. And I don't think somebody who does that supports Wayne LaPierre, who loves when there's a mass shooting because more guns sell and they make more money. And I don't think a guy like that is going to shoot 2 sheriff deputies for trying to get a mean dog off of the property. Just saying, I like common sense. That's what I am. I'm pro common sense. I hope you are too. I was talking about HelloFresh, my sponsor for this podcast. And let me tell you about HelloFresh. Very simple. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients, mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered to your door. Okay, you don't have to go to the grocery store, and you don't have to go to the grocery store to get that one thing you forget, right? You know, when you're cooking, you're like, oh man, I forgot the cherry tomatoes. Ooh, I forgot the parsley, or whatever it might be you forget. I don't know what you forget because I'm not really a cook, which shows how good this HelloFresh thing is, because I can make it, okay? So you don't have to worry about planning the meal, going to the grocery store, forgetting something, going back to the grocery store, okay? You open the box, it's pre-measured, it's all there, takes about a half hour, you know, and it's good. And it's good. There's 25 recipes to choose from every week. Vegetarian meals, gourmet options, something for everybody, okay? HelloFresh, options for all 3 meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Again, fresh ingredients delivered from the farm to your front door. Named by Newsweek, most trusted meal kit of 2021, which is pretty good because we know 2020, we had a lot of food delivered, right? Here's the deal. You cook delicious meals while saving time and money. Try it. It's America's number one meal kit. Go to HelloFresh.com/12Alonzo. Use your code 12Alonzo. You get 12 free meals and free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Alonzo. Use code 12Alonzo. You get 12 free meals, including free shipping. HelloFresh.com/12Alonzo. What do you get? You get 12 free meals and free shipping. Do it. Try it. HelloFresh. Delicious. Okay, so how are we doing as a country? I guess we're doing pretty good. I guess Joe Biden, and I tell you, I love Joe Biden because I don't hear from Joe Biden every day. Every now and then I hear from Joe. That's why I like Joe. And I must not be the only one because according to an NBC News poll, 36% of people, they interviewed 1,000 adults, 36% said the country's headed in the right direction. Now, that might sound low, but under Trump, it was only 20%, and we haven't been above 35% since before COVID, okay? The highest ever was 72%, and that was after 9/11, which when everybody was pro-America. So 36%, he's doing pretty good. People think the country's headed in the right direction on COVID, on the economy. Housing prices are high, but interest rates are low, so people are getting into houses. And Joe Biden's doing a pretty good job. He's got the greatest press secretary ever. She's hilarious. And the Democrats seem to be getting some work done. The Republicans, not so much. You know, they pulled Liz Cheney from her position because she went with the truth, and they're really not big on that. Not big on that whole truth thing. And she said this whole election was a fraud, is a waste of time. And basically what it is, Liz Cheney said, I'm putting country before party. And the Republicans said, we put party before country. And she's out. So I was on another show. We were talking about how and why you would be a Republican right now. And the only thing I heard from somebody that did make sense in the sense that I understood it, they said they were raised to be Republican. They grew up in a family that was Republican. They always voted Republican, and that's why they did it. And I understand that. That could be a powerful influence. But what the Republican Party's doing now, this we're just here to say no to anything. America doesn't like it. Apparently, America likes headed in the opposite direction. Let's talk about, man, I'm all over the place in this pod, but I'm having fun with it. So got a couple other things. You know, I talked a while ago about Stockton and using the minimum income thing where the guaranteed income, they gave people $500 a month. And there was talk, oh, they're going to spend that money on drugs and alcohol and this and that. And no, what happened was it worked. And the people's lives improved. They had money to get their cars fixed so that they could get to work. They had money for health care. They had money for child care so that they could go to work. People improved their situation with that $500 a month. It worked. Well, here's another plan that was people fought it and it worked. Santa Rosa in Northern California, and Northern California, the Bay Area, all around, not just San Francisco, that whole area, the price of homes is staggering. So obviously there's a big problem with homelessness. So Santa Rosa said they were going to temporarily put up 70 socially distanced tents for people experiencing homelessness in a parking lot of Finley Community Center. And of course, people got mad. They said it's a tent city, and this is a family neighborhood. The park's not going to be safe, and there's going to be crime and drug use, trash, disease. It's all, and Tom Schwedem, who was the mayor at the time, basically said, Vote me out. Shout at me, get angry, doesn't matter, but the reality is these are our neighbors and we're going to help them, he said. The county supervisor, James Gore, said, we know we're pissing off a lot of people. They're saying hell no, but we can't keep saying no because the housing policy the last 30 to 40 years is why there's this homeless problem. Now, here's the interesting thing. They set up 70 tents and they brought in portable toilets and hand washing stations and showers, and they partnered with Catholic charities to get meals, and they provided police and security. And you know what? It worked. It worked. These people who were staying in the tents helped clean up the park and the surrounding area. Some of them found jobs. Of the 208 people, 12 were moved into permanent housing. Another 60 were placed in shelters while they're waiting for housing openings. There was no violent behavior at the site. Okay, there were no problems, and the neighborhood. Boyd Edwards, guy who plays ball, I was amazed. I never saw anything negative at all. Another guy. I thought they were going to be noisy and have crap all over the place. Tune has changed. Now they can have it year-round. You help people, they help themselves. They're not looking for a handout. They're not bums. They're not looking to take from you. You help them and they help themselves. So kudos to Santa Rosa for an experiment that seems to have worked. You've probably heard Ellen is going into her last season. Season 19 will be it. Ellen has had a hell of a run. Ellen made being openly gay acceptable, right? Remember when, if you're old enough, if you remember when Helen came out, that was the end of the world. It was on her series when she had her sitcom, and it was, oh, that's going to be over, this or that. And she moved to daytime TV and had a crushing run. Now she's had the problems, obviously, with the, you know, toxic work environment and some very awkward interviews and the whole thing with Dakota Fanning when Ellen said she wasn't invited to the party and Dakota said, yes, you were. And a lot of people have turned. They've turned on Ellen, you know. And sorry about that. Phone. Shut that off. They've turned on Ellen. And she's had enough. Is this being canceled? I don't know. I don't know if that means Ellen was canceled or what. I don't know how you categorize it. I think she just quit. I think she's had enough and she doesn't want to deal with it and the bad press and this and that. She's got a gajillion dollars. She got a number of houses. I always see Helen. I always see Ellen in the real estate section here in California in the LA Times buying some multi-million dollar house, selling some multi-million dollar house. Ellen's going to be all right. Don't worry too much about Ellen. I'll tell you who I worry about. Worry about, feel sorry for, I don't know. In Norwalk, California, the winner of the lottery on November 14th bought a ticket at an Arco AM/PM. The lottery ticket was worth $26 million. That's right. They won the lottery, $26 million. Well, you have, I guess, 6 months to collect your winnings. And that date passed without it being collected. Why? Because the woman who bought the ticket put it in her pocket, then washed the clothes and destroyed the ticket. Yeah. Imagine that. I can't even imagine. $26 million lottery ticket. Put it in your pants pocket or your whatever you're wearing. You washed it and destroyed the ticket. They had video from the store of her buying the ticket. They don't know what the lottery commission's going to do, whether you get the money or whatever. They know she bought it, but she doesn't have the ticket. And apparently you have to have the ticket to win. Ah, $26 million. Man, I don't know what I'd do. What would you do? What would you do if you destroyed a winning lottery ticket? $26 million. I mean, you know, some people are like, well, I didn't have it before and I don't have it now, so life doesn't change. But, ooh, that's a high-end belief right there. You're a better person than me. I'd be, man, at the very least, you got a story to tell forever. Remember that time when I had the winning lottery ticket? Yeah. I feel for you. Whoever this woman is, I honestly and sincerely feel for you. $26 million changes lives, changes families, does anything. I know there's all these stories about winning the lottery and your life goes to crap and this and that. Ah. Give me a shot at it. Give me a chance. Give me a chance to ruin my life with $26 million. It would have been $19.2 million after taxes, because you know, here in California, got to pay them taxes. Wish her luck. Hopefully, the lottery commission comes up with some way to give her. Maybe they give her some of the money or something. They know she bought the ticket, and that's it. That's it, people. As I said, I'm back to work this week. I'm doing a thing in Hollywood called Supernova Comedy. It's a parking lot show, but you know. Won't have to wear the mask because I got my vaccination. I hope you did too. And trust me, even divorced Bill Gates doesn't have time to follow you around. So I wish you luck. As always, stay safe and be nice to each other. And please, if you have a gun, lock it up, put it away. All right? 2-year-old. Horrible. Who's paying attention? You are. And I thank you.